Her body's laying on the floor amidst the midnight tired eyes. The air is thick, my lungs are sore.
It is a great privilege to chat with Kat Burns from the lovely band Four City Lovers. Great to meet you.
Thanks very much. Good to meet you too.
To start off, how long has the band been together?
About 3 years now. It was a little bit more like a solo project before, with just a couple people playing on and off. So solid for 3 years, yeah.
As it is my first time to interview you, how did you get the name Four City Lovers?
I am obsessed with Dances with Wolves. So that's the story.
Yeah, I'm starting to remember. Like, sort of. Who are your band members?
Today, for the show, we have Kyle Donnelly on bass and Christian Engelbix on drums, and Claire Whitehead is filling in for Mika Posen on violin.
And for yourself, you play a multitude of instruments?
Yeah, today I'll just be playing guitar and keyboards and singing. Into a series of events, who decide when
us alone, just like the reason came. How's the reception to Carriage?
It's been really good so far. Yeah, we're really pleased with how people are excited about it.
What was unique about creating Carriage?
Well, the whole process was really nice. Just it was a different way of doing things, in the sense that we had a lot more of a plan going to the studio and how we wanted things to sound. And then so it was unique in the sense that we like worked towards a predetermined sound and idea for the album.
So I read it was a follow-up to Haunting Moon Sinking?
Yes.
How was it like having Luke of Born Ruffians contribute to the song Pocket Full of Rocks?
It was great. Luke's a friend of mine, and I really think his voice is great. He has a fantastic range from low to high, and so I thought it'd be fun to just have him come down and see what he could do. The song had sort of a doo-wop vibe, and like I had seen him play solo a few times, and he seemed to shine in that sort of era, so I felt like it would be appropriate to ask him, and he was down with it, so I liked what he came up with. For the garden gnome, we
thought they'd skip, but they sung like stone. Who else contributed to the album?
This time we kept it fairly close with just the regular band. We had Chris Stringer, the producer, played a little bit on it. And James Bunton, who recorded some of it, played, and Leon Tahaney recorded some stuff. But as for players, it was just Kyle, Mika, Christian, myself, and Tim Bruton as well.
Along with your album, what do you think of the various albums by Canadian artists being released in 2010?
Oh, geez, there's a lot of good stuff coming out this year, yeah. For sure. Tons of stuff.
Yeah, six or maybe, but we're almost ending 2010 soon.
Yeah, exactly. There's been a lot this year.
How's the Carriage tour been so far?
It's been really good. Yeah, we've been able to go to some favorite places that we like to visit often, and we've been able to see some new places and meet new people. So it's been really fun.
You actually went to Minnesota?
We did, yeah, Minneapolis.
So you took a short break, and did you check out the Toronto International Film Festival?
Yeah, we did. We had some music in a film, so I saw a series of short films that we were invited to, and checked at a couple parties. We weren't able to see tons, but it's still on when we get back. So,
any celebrities?
If you count Colin Medley, he's like a CBC celebrity, fan of the year.
Oh yeah, that guy. Oh yeah. On tours, what songs has been considered a crowd favorite?
This tour, probably... of the new songs, I'd say like Constellation and Tommy Cancer and Pocket Full of Rocks. And A Fire Tree, I guess, is the main one, because people know it.
under sentiment. Tell me,
going on a slight tangent, it seems like the state of music channels is going extinct. Have you got a new music video being made?
We do, yeah. We just shot like a really quick one last weekend for Tell Me Cancer, so that will be done soon. And then I think we're working on one for Light You Up in the fall, I hope. Cool. Yeah.
Has Ox TV been supportive in your work?
I don't know if we've worked with them yet. I mean, we'd love to.
I mean, for like playing rotation.
I'm not sure actually. Yeah.
I know radio's like give you support.
Yeah, radio's been good. Ox, I'm not sure if we've worked with them yet. I mean, if they're interested, email us, it'd be great.
Secret lover, how can you confess?
How important is the Bellwoods project?
Oh, it's really important. It's run by some dear friends of ours, and it's raised a lot of money for the Daily Food Bank, so it's an ongoing passion of ours. We try and contribute as much as we can to the Daily Bread Food Bank whenever we have local shows.
I hope this is right. How did you become good friends with the Acorn and Aubijou?
I met Aubijou when I first moved to Toronto. They were some of the first people I met, and then James, their drummer, was drumming for me for a bit when I first started in 2006. So yeah, we just became friends through music, and I met the Acorn. I met Rolf, I think, like when I played Ottawa like solo, one of my first shows, like at Ladyfest or something, like 2006 or something. And yeah, so I met those guys around the same time as Aubijou, and we've just been good peers ever since.
What's the best thing when you come to Ottawa?
Well, usually, like, when Mika's with us, we get to stay at her parents' house, and that's always really nice because they're super welcoming, and it's just a really nice neighborhood, so we can just walk around. But we usually like to go check out the farmer's market, and, yeah, I'm excited to be in Chinatown today. It's a part that we haven't really explored that much, so.
And the arch is pretty good.
Yeah, I'm surprised. We were just talking about how Toronto is, like, the only city we know that doesn't have an arch now in Chinatown.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, it's spread out now, like Pacific Mall and... Yeah, it was a Pacific Mall, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
Like, forgetting. Mm-hmm. Any other Ottawa bands and singer-songwriters you're good friends with?
Well, I'm hoping after tonight we'll be good friends with the Loon Choir. They're pretty nice, and they're coming to Toronto soon, I think, in the next couple months, so we're looking forward to seeing them again.
I guess your Neuter album was produced by James Bunn?
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So I've heard a lot about them in the last little while, so I'm excited to meet them in person.
And I couldn't think of a concluding question. Are you addicted to Twitter and other social media sites?
I don't think I'm addicted, that's for sure. But I think it's a really good tool for people to use, and it's good to utilize like social media just to get... It's a great way to get people on the same page and knowing what you're up to and what projects you're working on and stuff, for sure.
Thank you for taking the time to chat, and good luck on the remainder of the tour.
Thanks very much. Yeah. Good to meet you.